from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Of all the places I've gone to. So I highly suggest that if you ever get the opportunity.
I will make it out there.
Yeah.
You have my word on that.
Yeah, if you go out maybe next year or something for Steelers camp, or you just happen to be passing by and you need to stop somewhere to get food, I highly suggest that place. But I also need to highlight, I need to thank the folks at Dino's. I need to thank the folks here that made it possible, because I got to do my thing, do what I love to do, in front of a bunch of friends and family. I got to talk on this radio station with my parents in town. My parents were there in person. They're here for the whole week. My mom's going to the Bruce Springsteen concert in a couple of nights. So them getting to see me do what I love was really special to me. And I can't say for sure if that opportunity will ever arise again. It just so happened to work out perfectly. They were coming into town. I got told a few weeks ago, hey, you're going to go do one of your evening shows out at Dino's after training camp one day. And it just so happened to work out perfectly. My girlfriend Sarah got to see me do my thing in person. And Lord knows she's on the home front of things and has sacrificed so many nights without me to make this stuff possible. The amount of double shifts or Ernie Banks shifts that I work, and you know, I'm sacrificing a nice night with her doing whatever we can do. So her getting to see me do my thing in person was really cool. And along with, you know, my other family that came out, my aunts, my uncles, I saw some old neighbors there. And it was really cool to meet people that listen to the station, and also people that, little did I know, they grew up right around me. The amount of people I told last night that I was, you know, I grew up in New Alexandria, so I'm right down the road from Latrobe. I know I went to Greensburg, Salem, but I'm from here. You know, I'm from basically the exact same spot a lot of those people were. I got to meet some avid listeners. Some of them even call in a lot, or they text the text line. Our guy Steve from Latrobe, give a shout out to him. He's probably listening right now. I hope he is. He likes to call in every now and then, along with so many other listeners that just seemed genuinely happy that someone from their neck of the woods was the person that they were supporting last night. And I just thought that was really a neat thing, really a cool thing that I'm going to hold near and dear to my heart. I mean, I had a couple of my best friends from high school there. Again, my parents, Sarah was there, my aunts and uncles were there, old neighbors were there. It was just really cool all around. And then, you know, getting the additional opportunity to meet people that say, hey, I listen to you guys every day. Maybe they make a joke at Pony's expense or Chris's expense, but hey, I listen to you guys every day. Love what you do. And then to tell them, well, man, I'm from right here. Like, this is where I grew up. It just seemed like a proud moment for those people who, until last night, only knew me over the airwaves. Somebody who just flaps his gums multiple hours a night into a microphone. So, again, a thank you to the folks at Dino's for making that possible. A thank you to the folks here that made that possible, because that was really something cool and something I'll cherish probably for the rest of my life. 412-928-9370 if you want to join in on the conversation. Coming up, what did Arthur Smith say yesterday at practice? We will also get into the college football top 25. The AP poll was released yesterday as well. And working with Joel, I know it's a shortened show tonight, but we will have Joel's pick coming up at the end of this hour, leading us into Noah Hiles at 8 p.m. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevy. The summer drive continues, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Cloudy overnight, low of 59. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. In about an hour from now, that is where we will find Noah Hiles, Pirate Scribe from the Post-Gazette. We will chat with Noah who I believe is out there live in San Diego as the Pirates try to end this 8-game losing streak that has put them in the bottom four of the National League. Talking Steelers right now, though, if you want to get in the hopper, 412-928-9370. Arthur Smith, the team's offensive coordinator, the new mastermind of this Steelers offensive attack, he spoke to Steelers brass yesterday. Let's listen in to what Smith had to say following the first preseason game of the year and ahead of the second preseason game on the docket this Saturday, 7 p.m. against the Buffalo Bills. So here is the Steelers' new OC.
Arthur, Cordell, what's he bring to you? What can he do for you?
Yeah, CP obviously played a lot of positions, even in my history with him. His fourth year in a row, I've been with him. Yeah, it's a different element. You know, he started his career as a wideout. He's played running back for us. Just another weapon we have on offense. So it's good to have him back out here.
Arthur, what are your takeaways from the game on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, obviously nobody's happy with the snap issues. You know, those are the things that, I mean, at any level, you know, it's the stuff that gets you beat. You know, we have an urgency about it, and we have to be more detailed. And those are the things that you can't have the positive drives, the chunk plays, and then have the self-inflicted. And you say that in total respect to Houston. You know, you just don't want to beat yourselves, and that's what the NFL game is. But too many drives. I mean, thankfully that was the preseason, but no matter if it's a practice or a preseason, we don't want that. That's why we play the guys, and we got to get that stuff cleaned up, and we needed it cleaned up yesterday.
Arthur, there's two receivers, and Scotty Miller and Van Jefferson, that you have familiarity with.
Yeah.
What do you think they're really bringing to your offense this year with, you know, that whole number two receiver opposite of Pickens? What do you think they can bring?
Yeah, we've got multiple weapons, and you guys have been out here and see how we move guys around. And, you know, Van is healthy. You know, we got him in L.A. He was coming off an injury. You know, we got him after camp. Scotty's, both those guys have played on Super Bowl winning teams. They got a lot of experience. They're hungry. And they both of them have excellent camps.
Obviously, there were those self-inflicted wounds in Justin's series. But what did you like about those three series that he was out there for?
Yeah, I thought he was decisive. You know, he was able. I thought he threw a great ball to Van. You know, some things, you know, regardless of whoever gets online and tries to break things down and know what's what, you know, one thing is shared accountability with the protections, the route depths, you know, winning versus man. There's a lot of things that could be true in one play, and we got to continue to improve. But I thought, you know, we got out of our own way. I thought he operated pretty well. And there were some things we also wanted to work. That's the fine line. You know, some people want to be too vanilla in the preseason. Other people trying to set things up. We got to work on things. You know, we leaned heavy into the screen game. That was intentional to get those reps live. You know, it'll be maybe a different theme depending on how we decided in the week against Buffalo. So you're working multiple things, but I thought other than the, you know, the CQ issues, again, it doesn't matter whose fault it is. They happen. We got to get cleaned up with it. It's a quarterback center. You can't have that. But other than that, I thought he operated pretty well.
How are you coaching the quarterbacks go for it versus protect the ball? I mean, throw a 50-50 ball versus don't throw an interception. How do you handle the thin line there?
Yeah, it is. And those are things we try to be aggressive in practice. I mean, you want to be smart but not reckless. We have a lot of team speed. And so, you know, we've tried to push the ball down the field. You guys have watched a lot of practices. And, yeah, what you can't have happen is late, poor decisions. You know, you get into these spot drop zones and you're late and those guys break on the ball. You know, when we got 50-50 balls, especially with certain guys we have, we want to see it, give them a chance. There's risk in every play. But when we have the speed we have, and certainly guys like George that can go get the ball, we definitely times we certainly want to err on the side of being more aggressive.
Are you what did you see based on what the defense is doing, or are there times where you'll say,
percentages. You know, those are the things. If anybody gets up here and says, oh, I know exactly what they're going to be in, well, they may be 80%, but they have a say in it too, and they game plan. So you're also working in progressions and answers. But if we get the looks, we've got the green light. And so that's what, again, we're trying to push these guys. And it also fits with our overall philosophy with the personnel we have.
I'm sorry, man. What did you see from Troy in the game?
Well, all three of those rookies, the lights weren't too big for him in the first snaps. You know, Troy, I didn't even realize, you know, he had an injury because he kept playing and he just asked for a knee brace. And so at least you got to, you know, thankfully he'll be all right. But it shows who he really is when you get in those moments. And I thought all three of those guys wasn't perfect, but they played well. They, you know, exactly what we thought they were when we drafted them. It was good to see.
Justin mentioned after after the first game that the preseason is kind of a good time to learn your workflow, how you run game communication. What's your philosophy when it comes to dealing with your quarterback on the sideline?
Yeah, it's you don't want to overreact. All you're trying to do is problem solve, and you got to get to know each other. So try to stay as neutral as possible. It was one thing in Tennessee. I thought we got in a good flow. Ryan and I did. You know, this is a unique situation. You know, everybody's new in that room. I'm new to them. So it's important when you go in the preseason so you're not having those, you know, you're feeling each other out. So when you get into week one, and that'll grow as the season goes on too. But I thought all those guys, Kyle and Justin, even Junior, you know, he didn't play on a quarterback, but the communication I thought was excellent.
Did you have a previous question about the wide receivers that you were asked? Mm-hmm. Over your time, be it in Tennessee or Atlanta, I know that you've been very tight end reliant, use a lot of tight ends and lean into the run game. How important is a second wide receiver in your offense?
Well, every year is different. I mean, there's some years, I mean, if you feel like you've got a strong group, there may be weeks you may be short two guys. So you're trying to develop and get the best personnel groups, and a lot of it's matchup based. There are things we want to attack the defense, and we think maybe their weaknesses, we have an advantage. And some weeks it may be different. You know, they may be pretty salty in the run, and you may don't want to get them in a lot of base, and you may want to spread them out. But, you know, any amount of great players, it's our job to figure it out. And you just have to have a contingency plan. Same thing at tackle. You know, as you're trying to get your top eight, well, you may have guys, certain guys that may be in one position, and you may have a guy that can actually do both. You know, perfect world, you love your third tackle to play both, but that's not the issue, and you've got a starter that can do both. So those are things you're trying to problem solve. The same thing with the skill positions. Guys get more comfortable in it. You never know, a guy may have to be elevated from practice squad, and it may be the tight end's better than the fifth wide receiver, and so that's kind of carries week to week.
Do you feel like you have enough there after George right
All
now?
I worry about is who I have. You know, those are the things. Like, there's a practical reality. It's a lot of wasted energy, and everybody would love to have the perfect roster. That just doesn't exist. And so you just deal with what the reality is. And if they, you know, like I said, I'll coach whoever they bring in here, but it's our job and my job, more importantly, to worry about the guys that are here and try to put them in the best spots.
You mentioned usage last year, and we've seen a lot of Jack Coletto here as well. What do you like about having a fullback in your offense?
Again, it goes back to matchups. If we're playing a team that we think it gives us advantage, you know, playing two backs, again, how much you want in that game plan. And I'll give Jack a lot of credit. You know, we challenged him, and I thought he's been very physical out here, and he's a smart football player. And it's, you know, the big picture we'll have to develop. But if somebody's up, it may be a week where you have a fullback up, and it may not. The easiest way to get a roster, whether you're a backup, tight end, receiver, running back, or fullback, is to do really well for Danny. Then you get a helmet every week, and then we can use those guys. So it's just a lot of collaboration, but that's what we're working through right now.
What have you learned about Connor Hayward and how he's kind of fit within your offense and what you're doing?
Yeah, Connor's another guy, unique football player. Different CP, but a guy that played different spot in college, and very good spatial player. He's a good teamer, tough football player. And so it's been fun, you know, trying to move Connor around.
You mentioned Justin's decisiveness in the game. How much does that stem from his footwork and going back to what was natural for him in Ohio
State? It's confidence, you know. Justin is an extremely intelligent player. And, again, you know, when you're trying to get guys comfortable with what we're asking them to do and really getting a feel for him, and I thought he, so far in this camp, you know, he looks more comfortable every day. And the biggest challenge is he's got to show up on game day and continue to build from there. And it's, you know, now Russ is back, and we've been pushing Russ, and see what it looks like at the end of the week.
Does the confidence come from not having to think through the footwork? I know the Chicago kind of messed with first. He was going right foot forward, then left foot.
I just worry about when we get, sure, and that's part of it with the conversations with Justin, going back to his history. He's done it multiple ways, and that's the trust you're trying to build between, you know, you can't be so rigid. You know, you may, your receiver, he may release a certain way and another receiver doesn't. You know, it's not one size fits all, but ultimately it's about the players and us figuring out their strengths and how it fits together with all 11 of them out there. And it's been a fun group to coach.
Is the plan for Russ to start on Saturday?
We'll see how the week goes, and obviously Mike will answer that in collaboration with the medical staff. And it's good to have him back out here, but that'd be a question better suited for Mike.
Sorry, excuse me. Arthur, at this point, do you see Fields having some packages on third downs, maybe short yardage, with that athleticism?
Look, we got a long way to the opener. I know we're a month in, but I respect the question. But we'll just see how this whole thing plays out.
How much has Zach grown in what you guys been able to ask for him at center?
I'm sorry.
How much has Zach Frazier grown in what you've been able to ask from him at center? How much further does he have to grow to be the starter?
Well, you know, sometimes it's not just about Zach. I mean, we've got a good depth in the O-line room, barring any more injuries. So I think Zach's had a terrific camp. But, you know, credit to Nate and some of these other veteran linemen. You know, it was cool. Spencer Anderson, I thought, stepped up the other night. We continue to see that. That's a good problem to have when you've got good depth, and it's hard to pick who your 8 are on game day. But been very pleased with all the rookies. And like I said, sometimes it gets expedited. We may not have somebody in front of us playing well, or there may be an injury, but it'll all play itself out. And, you know, that is a little bit of a challenge when you've got multiple quarterbacks. You don't have a quote-unquote coming into camp. You know, everybody's new. With the line, you're mixing and matching. So those guys have handled that. You know, some years you'd love to have everybody back, but you've always got to develop the second, third lines, because the reality is you'd love to have everybody for 17-plus games, and that usually doesn't happen.
Arthur, who has seized opportunity at receiver for you out
there? Well, a lot of the guys you mentioned. The opportunity is available everywhere, I think. You know, you've seen it from Van. You've certainly seen it from Scotty. Seen it from Dez. I thought Quez had a good bounce back. Calvin's been very consistent. So, again, as this thing continues to play out, that I've been very pleased with that group right there.
Of the offense, how hands-on do you like to be when it comes to coaching the concepts, when it comes to when stuff like what happened on the CQ exchange?
Yeah, it's all of us. But, yeah, certainly that I bear that responsibility. That's part of being an accountability. I've always thought this. I learned this from a great quarterback. If you're a head coach or a play caller or a quarterback in this league, you got to stand in the good and bad, and you better be accountable. And that's all, you know, better or worse, that I take that personal. And so, and then we have great coaches and the players too, and we talk about shared accountability. It's not a point, it's his fault, whatever. We got to get it fixed, and all we want to find is solutions and not let that stuff happen.
There you go, Arthur Smith with reporters yesterday. Joel, I think I'm going to start to go the Dan Moore Jr. route. I'm just going to tell our boss, Craig Riley, that from here on out, I can only do one of the two things that I'm asked to do. Because, man, does he get pushed along in the process for being somebody who is really not all that great at what he does. He's really not even good at what he does. But, man, do they hold him in high regard. And they think, well, Dan can only play left tackle, so we're just going to keep him at left tackle. Like, no, a player in your position, Dan, should figure out that you need to play wherever they need you, because that should be the only way that he gets on the field. That would be like if I tell Craig, you know what? I just want to host from now on. So I think that's all I'm going to do. I'm just going to act like I can't produce anymore. I don't know how to do it. He's full of it if he doesn't know how to play right tackle. Now, it's one thing, okay, maybe he's not very good. Well, he's not very good at left tackle either. I just don't get how a player in his position ends up getting away with, well, I don't like playing right tackle. And they're just like, okay, we'll keep you at left tackle. We'll make our first round pick from last year be the guy that jumps around. Does that make any sense to you?
It's almost like it's some sort of seniority thing where he's been with the Steelers longer than Broderick Jones and Troy Fautanu have. And so Dan Moore would get the seniority part of it, even though Jones is probably more talented than Dan Moore Jr. is. And you would think that Troy Fautanu's upside is probably much more higher than whatever Dan Moore Jr., his playing level is at right now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think it's easily higher for both of those guys, as it should be. I mean, Fautanu and Jones, both first-round picks. Dan Moore Jr. picked in the fourth round. Part of it, and I said this last year, and I still believe this, I do think part of it is that the Steelers feel like, hey, we hit on this guy. You know, Kendrick Green was a failure of a third-round pick on the offensive line, but we're going to count Dan Moore Jr. as a big-time success. So they still try to keep pushing him through the process. And I just don't get it. Make this dude the swing tackle. A guy that is in case of emergency. If he doesn't want to do that, then tough luck. Because we'll find somebody who wants to. And hell, they'll probably find somebody who's better. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. You can give us a call or shoot us a text. The fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up, the AP Top 25 poll in college football has been released. We'll take a look at that. Joel's pick follows that, and then Noah Hiles just after 8 o'clock as we preview Pirates and Padres tonight out in San Diego. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. It won't be long now until we hear this music, and it means the real thing. We are just weeks away, and from college football, only 2 weeks away from games getting underway for real. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan, until 8:45 tonight. Joel Nelson with me behind the glass. A little college football minute here. The AP, the ever-empowering Associated Press, has released its long-awaited top 25 for the 2024 season. Joel, I'm assuming you've taken a look at what the top 25 looks like.
I actually have not yet. I could probably, you know, like guess a good number of the teams, but have not taken a full, thorough look just yet.
Okay, well, good, because I have it pulled up in here. Number one, you can probably guess who the top team is. It was not your champion from last season, but they got 46 first-place votes.
It's got to be the old Georgia Bulldogs, right?
It is Georgia. They are number one. Number two, another team that got 15 first-place votes. Expectations always high in this spot. They have not won a national title, though, for a little bit. About a decade, but for a certain coach, some people think the seat might be getting a little bit warm.
Would that be the Ohio State?
It is. Ohio State is number two. Number three, one of the new Big Ten teams. I keep forgetting. How could I? One first place vote, ranked third overall.
Is that Washington?
It is Oregon.
Oregon, okay. The team who Washington beat.
Oregon is the number three team in the country. Texas is number four. Alabama is number five. Ole Miss, six. Notre Dame, seven. Penn State is eight. Michigan, nine. Florida State, 10. It's so wild to me, too. You look at this now, it's mostly just two conferences. Notre Dame is an independent. Florida State, you still have in the ACC, but look at the rest of it. Georgia, SEC. Texas, SEC. Alabama, SEC. Ole Miss, SEC. Then you have Ohio State, Big Ten. Oregon, Big Ten. Penn State, Big Ten. Michigan, Big Ten. Eight out of the top 10 from those two conferences. One of them an independent, Notre Dame. And then one, the 10th team, is Florida State. So I think we're working our way. I know this may be a few years down the road. I do think I'm one of those people that believes we are just working our way to two power mega conferences in college football. So it'll basically be like the NFL.
Bingo.
You'll have
Bingo.
Two gigantic conferences, and the rest will just kind of be hanging out. You know, the teams that don't get in, they'll just kind of be best of the rest or whatever you want to call it. So Penn State, number eight. Joel, you're a Penn State guy. Do you think that's a fair or foul ranking for the Nittany Lions?
I think I'm good with it. I mean, if you were to ask me where I think Penn State would end up, I would say probably the 10, 11, 12 range. So the fact that they are eight is pretty cool. Ahead of the defending national champions is another thing. So I like that spot for Penn State. I didn't expect them to be quite in the top 10, you know, maybe just a little bit outside of it, but to hear that they are top 10 to start the season, pretty encouraging, I'd say.
Now, do you fall into the camp that our guy Dom DiTommaso, former intern here at The Fan, now part-time producer at The Fan, One of his hot takes going into the college football season is that this will be James Franklin's last at Penn State because he thinks they will yet again fail to reach the college football playoff, which is now expanded to 12 teams, which also had him saying, well, he doesn't have the excuse anymore of, well, Ohio State got in ahead of us, or, well, Michigan got in ahead of us. He thinks Penn State misses the playoff and James Franklin is done with the Nittany Lions.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely valid. I don't even know if it would be considered a hot take. I think it's kind of realistic, you know. At some point, there's got to be some sort of last straw with the Franklin era and Penn State. The fact that he hasn't made the college football playoff at all. And, I mean, a 12-team playoff now, that's almost right down Penn State's wheelhouse. So if they can't make it this year, then, gosh, I think they do have to go a different direction. So I'm there with Dom on that one, Donnie.
I don't have it pulled up, but Penn State has to be one of those teams that has been the closest to getting in multiple times, like just on that borderline outside looking in, to where they would have made it almost every single year that a 12-team playoff was applicable.
I would say so. They made multiple Rose Bowls. They had the Cotton Bowl in Dallas against Memphis the one time. They just had the Peach Bowl in Atlanta against Ole Miss. So, yeah, absolutely. They've been in a lot of these, the New Year's Six games,
yep.
And none of them were playoff games. So, yeah, absolutely just outside. So this is their year. They can't make it this year as one of the top 12 teams in college football, just like they've been for a number of years, then, yeah, I'd say that seat gets even hotter for Coach Franklin.
West Virginia, by the way, in the also receiving votes category, they got 17 votes to earn a spot in the top 25, so they did not quite get there, but they are just on the doorstep outside looking in. No surprise, the Pitt Panthers not receiving any votes after a 3-9 campaign in 2023. Joel, I also don't know if you've looked ahead to see what some of the early games in college football look like, but we have some pretty fun early season matchups, week one matchups that these teams will face off in their first games. We have Georgia and Clemson out of the gate. That is number 1 versus number 14, according to the AP poll. Notre Dame, here's a fun one. Notre Dame at Texas A&M, number 7 against number 20 in the country. And I think a lot of people will be hoping that Notre Dame is on upset alert right out of the gate. LSU and USC, each team's first game. The LSU Tigers, 13th in the country. The Trojans of USC at 23rd. And then I think that Penn State and West Virginia matchup is a really interesting one just outside of this area. There's obvious interest. We have a ton of Penn State fans in this county. There's more Penn State grads in Allegheny County than any other in the world. A huge West Virginia contingent as well, along with Pitt being in there in the mix also. But the Penn State-West Virginia matchup, I think, has a lot of intrigue. It's in Morgantown, so the better team has to go on the road. I think that always creates for a little bit more madness and fun. And that seems to be one, Joel, I'll throw it to you again, since you are a fan of Penn State. That seems to be one that Penn Staters are a little bit scared about. Some may not admit it, but I have heard some actually do so. They're a little bit worried about that first matchup in West Virginia.
I think that's valid. You know, that's a tough place to play. I think Penn State's fortunate that they're not catching West Virginia in a night game, and it's instead a day game, I do believe. So while it's at West Virginia, I think Penn State fans ought to be thankful that that game is not at night, Donnie, because that would be Morgantown during a night. That would be quite the scene over there, and I think gives West Virginia a better chance at winning than if it's maybe during the day. But still, nonetheless, I mean, West Virginia is going to give Penn State a run for their money. It's Penn State might be, you know, I don't know if there's They're not significantly better than West Virginia, but the Mountaineers are going to give Penn State a run for their money that Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a fun one. That's Labor Day weekend, August 31st, and that's a noon game. That's that big noon kickoff game, so that'll be a fun one. And I agree with you, Joel. If it was a late game, I would feel more confident picking the Mountaineers. I think Penn State got off lucky knowing that they're going into an atmosphere where it's not everybody liquored up for 10 to 12 hours in Morgantown. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Coming up, we have Joel's pick. Always like to give Joel a chance to pick a topic every time we work together. We have a shortened show tonight, so Joel gets to do that. Coming up next, Noah Hiles, a little bit after the 8 o'clock hour, and then we'll continue to preview Pirates and Padres before Jeff Hathorn takes over the North Shore Tavern leadoff show tonight at 8:45. It's Donnie Football with you here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Donnie Football with you until 8:45 tonight. Jeff Hathorn has the North Shore Tavern leadoff show. Pirates and Padres, 9:40 first pitch in San Diego. Luis Ortiz gets the ball for the Buccos. Michael King gets the ball for the Padres. Ortiz, his last three starts have not been all that pretty. The ERA, however, still sitting at 3.40 on the season. That just shows how good he has been throughout the entire thing, that he has been roughed up. He's given up 6 home runs in his last 3 starts. He's given up 9 home runs over the course of the entire season. So let's hope that gets limited a little bit tonight. However, his last time out against San Diego, he gave up 2 home runs, 4 earned in 6 innings of work. We'll dive into those numbers a little bit deeper coming up. Noah Hiles joins us in a little bit over 10 minutes time, and then we will jump into more of a Padres Pirates preview after that. Right now, as we always like to do together, Joel Nelson with me behind the glass. I like Joel to take control for a segment of the show. Normally this happens around 10 p.m. any given night that we're working together, but a shortened show tonight. So Joel, hit me. What do you got?
Donnie, I'm sure you saw this earlier today, but the legend of Tennessee Titans quarterback Will Levis grows on, as we know that he is known for putting mayonnaise in his coffee. And then today, apparently, Hellman's is launching a mayonnaise-themed cologne with Will Levis. It's being called the Parfum de Mayonnaise, if I'm saying that right. A mayonnaise-themed cologne with Will Levis endorsing it. What do you think about that?
All right, so I'm pulling it up here. Here it is. Parfum de Mayonnaise.
Just when you think the legend of Will Levis, one-time Penn State quarterback,
yes,
can't get any crazier, it finds a way to get crazier.
It is wild there, too. You bring up that he was at Penn State. Obviously, people will remember that from an NFL scope more, that he's a Kentucky guy because that is where he went to have success. But it is surprising to me, and I always wondered how fans felt about it, that, hey, we had Will Levis, we took Sean Clifford over him, and now Levis is in the NFL. We've heard about his oddities when it comes to eating habits and such. I can't lie, though. I am really curious as to what this scent would be like. The fragrance coming out from Hellman's.
It's one of those where you're either going to, if you were to take a shot on this, you're going to either love it or you're going to absolutely hate it, and there's no in between with it. I think what's also funny, it's only $8 a bottle, and I mean, that's his jersey number, but $8 for something unique like this, I almost think I got to take a chance on it.
Yeah, I mean,
if it becomes available in Pennsylvania somewhere.
Yeah, if I find it somewhere and it's only $8, I think I'm just going to buy it. I mean, do you think you'd be able to use this Parfum de Mayonnaise to pick up a date?
Oh, gosh. Again, that would either go really well or very horrific. So
I am curious, like, how much it actually will smell like mayonnaise.
Hopefully it's just one where, like, it's got that, it's just a small scent to it, and it's not, like, overdone or anything.
Well, it better not, like, yeah, that. Yeah, if it's overdone, then you're going to be in trouble. And you better hope that you have a massive mayonnaise fan on your hands, if that's the case.
So,
yeah, my guess is probably just, like, a very little hint.
But enough where, like, it's like, is that mayonnaise? I smell mayonnaise?
And I also wonder, now, it says daily supply is limited. Like, if this just, I mean, I'm going to guess it's just sort of a test run. Like, they're going to see how well this actually does sell.
That would sound about right.
And then maybe Hellman's will release some more. Now, my thought is, if it is that cheap, we have both just said, if it's only $8 and we're out somewhere.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!